Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Here we have an email from Saga.
Saga says, "Hi Ben and Nathan, I've been studying with LSAT Demon for a couple months now and logic games prove to be my strongest section. Since 2022 is coming to an end, I wanted to ask about LSAC's plan to remove logic games starting in 2023, according to Benno V. LSAC. They haven't released any statements on when exactly they're going to change the exam. I'm a little nervous since I'm planning to take it in June 2023, and I'm not sure if I'll have enough time to study this new section they're implementing in place of logic games. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks, Saga."
I have three thoughts. First, they have not committed to a specific time. So this idea that it's going to happen in 2023 is a myth. It certainly could, but they haven't committed to it. So I suspect it will be several years before they actually change the games. Even if they do, okay, idea number two, even if they do change the games, they have said on record that they will give us plenty of warning and sample questions so we know exactly what's coming. They did that with the June 2001, right? Exam, I think that, or 2027, sorry. The June 2007 exam, when they changed reading comprehension and added comparative reading. They gave us a sample test and let us see what was coming before it came out.
This is a much more significant change than that was.
Much bigger, because it's changing the whole section. And they gave us a warning then. They're certainly going to give us a warning now, and they've said that they will. Three, I don't think they're going to change it. Even if they do, they're going to give us a warning. And if they do change it and you have to take the new games, I think they're going to be easier.
Yeah. And I would add four, I think that any preparation that you do toward the current logic games, it's going to be fun. It's going to make you smarter. It's going to help you in solving a variety of other puzzles coming down the road, especially whatever they decide to replace the games with, if they ever do. We have the only information that we really have is that one experimental section that they did recently, right? The one time in history where they have told the test takers that they were taking the experimental section because they wanted to try out on them some logic games light type of bullshit. Mm-hmm. And what were those questions mostly?
Essentially logical reasoning questions.
Well, yeah, they were essentially logical reasoning questions, but didn't they have like a gamesy kind of a flavor? Like it was sort of like a mini logic game.
Yep, exactly.
The one that you could maybe do in your head more easily, which I guess is the Benno versus LSAC thing, is that like blind people are at a disadvantage because they can't use scratch paper. Which that's crazy to me that it seems like they're saying I can't solve these puzzles about ordering and grouping, which makes no sense to me. I don't see why blind people can't do that. I think they can. But anyway, if they change it, it might be changing it to be like, okay, instead of seven clowns, now there's three clowns. And instead of five rules, now there's two. And then they just, you know, red before blue, blue before green, which one must be true? And you have to infer that, well, let's see, red before blue, blue before green. Oh, so red before green. And then that's just the answer. I think that's basically what the replacement that they're testing. But yeah, headline, we'll be shocked if it happens in 2023. If it does, you'll get, you would have warning way earlier in 2023 than that official thing actually happened. So if you're trying to think like, well, I don't want to prep now because it's going to change before I take it in June 2023, it's probably not.
And like you said, the prep you do will help you do better on these games.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hopefully that's helpful, Saga. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.